Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord. One more time. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning, all my brothers and sisters out there. God bless you. I don't know about you, but I am glad to be in the service one more time. It is a good thing to give praise and honor to the Lord today. Somebody didn't make it to see this morning. So we are glad to be in the service of the Lord one more time, giving him praise, giving him honor, giving him glory. God bless you this morning. This is Elder Miniweather. I'll be your presider today. What an opportunity it is to come before you, God's people. We do not take this lightly. We come to worship the Lord this morning. We've come to give him praise. Yes, Lord, because the Lord has been good to us. He has shown us his mighty work. He's shown us his mighty power. And we are glad to be here with you to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness and to give him praise. We extend the greetings of welcome and praise to you out there this morning, giving all praise and honor to the pastor in her absence. I know she's on this line, and to the Butterfields and to all the brothers and sisters and the elders of the land. God bless you. God bless you today. It is a beautiful day here in the City of Roses, so we give God praise for that, because we had some rain this week, but today we come to praise him. Hallelujah. We know that we've been studying about praises, so we are coming one more time. This is the last Sunday of the month, and I would not sit down on God. This is your last, it could be our last opportunity to praise him this month on a Sunday. We bless him. It's the start of a new week, but it's the last day of this month, and we're going to go out of in October praising the Lord. Hallelujah.
We give God praise for each and every one of you. We have a spirit field, praise the Lord, worship service and worship experience today. And as the pastor always tells us, if you've been worshiping God at home and in your secret place, you can worship right along with us now. So we're going to ask that you give God the next hour, hour and a half. Give him this time, whatever it is that if you can set it aside now. Set it and just leave it there and just focus on the Lord, because there might be some trials or something coming up this week and you're going to need the power from on high. Hallelujah. We will go right on into our call to worship this morning. That's why we're here. We came to worship him. We came to bless him. We came to give him honor. Reading from Psalms 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is great, and he's a great God. He is the great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry ground. It says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his land. Praise God for the reading of his word today, Psalms 95, verses 1 through 6. My brothers and sisters, we came to worship him. We came to praise him. This is what it's all about. This is all, we are concluding another week, starting a new one. We're going to start it out praising God. We're going to end it praising God. We're going to bless him because this is what we do. Hallelujah. We have a song coming up now, Welcome Into This Place. After that, we will have our opening prayer by our own Sister Tanya Jones. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up this praise unto your
him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
We do, Lord.
We magnify your name. Oh, you're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Great gracious Father, we just thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see. We thank you, Lord God, that you chose us to breathe life into on this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are welcomed in this place. Lord God, we thank you for how you brought us through this week, Lord God. Some of us have faced difficulties this week. Some of us, Lord God, had lost loved ones this week, not just one, but multiple. Lord God, and we just thank you. We thank you for how you kept us. Lord God, we thank you that we can continue to look to you for our strength and our help. Lord God, we just thank you for being so mighty, so awesome, so ever-present in our lives on today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would get us ready for the week, Lord God. Father God, the song says that, Jesus, when your name is called, let your power fall. Well, today we're asking for a double portion on today. Lord God, we're asking, Lord God, as we sit in our living rooms or our bedrooms, Lord God, in our cars, Lord God, wherever we are at today, Lord God, that your power would fall, Lord God, and that it would heal physical send forth the physical healing, Lord God, and the most mind-regulating power, Lord God. Lord God, that it would loose shackles on today, Lord God. But as it works in us, Lord God, we ask that it would pour out of our homes, Lord God, and into the streets, Lord God. And if anyone's passing by, Lord God, that it would touch them as well, Lord God. Lord God, and it would meet them at their need, Lord God, whatever it is that they're in need of today, or whatever it is, Lord God, that they're facing today. Let them know, Lord God, that you are able to help them through, Lord God, that you are willing to help them through today, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this platform on today, Lord God, that we can come together once again, Lord God, worshiping and praising your holy name. Father God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, Lord God. I know, Lord God, that I get to today. I thank you, Father God, for how you saved me over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Lord God, so I get to today. Lord God, I get to raise my voice today and tell you that I love you, Lord. I get to praise you on today, Lord God. I get to hear your word on today, Lord God. And I am truly grateful, Lord God. Hey, Elder Minnie Weather said it, Lord God, somebody didn't wake up this morning, Lord God, but you chose us to wake up this morning. And God, we are truly, truly grateful, Lord God, that we get to do it. We get an opportunity to get it right today, Lord God. And if we don't get it right today, Lord God, don't move, take your mighty hand off of us, Lord God. Give us another chance, Lord God, to get it right. Lord God, we ask that you would heal those, Lord God, that have walked away from you, Father God. We ask that you would be with those, Lord God, that are struggling with addiction on today, Lord God. Lord God, let them know that that substance that they're putting in their bodies, Lord God, it will not save them, Lord God. It will not heal them, Lord God. But you are the divine healer, Lord God. You are our way maker, Lord God. You are our hope and you are our joy and you are our peace, Lord God. And there's no one on this earth that no thing, Lord God, can do what you do, Lord God. And so we say thank you on today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you watch over our pastor while she's away, Lord God. Lord God, that you cover her with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. That when she comes back to us, Lord God, she'll be rested, Lord God, and ready to give us a word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you watch over her family while she's away, Lord God. Lord God, that you would meet each and every one of their needs. Lord God, we pray. I pray this prayer over each and every person that's on this line on today, Lord God. Lord God, the prayers of the righteous, you said, will avail us much. Lord God, we've sent up some prayers, Lord God. We've laid them at your feet, Jesus, and we're expecting a word, Lord God. We're expecting, Lord God, for you to move on our behalf. We're expecting, Lord God, for you to move on our siblings' behalf. We're expecting, Lord God, for you to move on our children's behalf on this day. Lord God, we're expecting for you to move on our grandchildren's behalf and their children's children, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can be of service today to your children that are hurting, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us the ability to give out of our bosom, Lord God, to take care of those that can't take care of themselves. Lord God, we just ask that you would help us to operate, you know, out of the love that you've given in our hearts, the patience, the forgiveness, Lord God, the understanding, Lord God, as we go throughout this week, Lord God, as we encounter your people, Lord God, Lord God, we never know when we're in the presence of an angel. So help us to act accordingly, according to your will for our lives and your purpose and your plan that you have for us. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Lord this morning. Thank you, God. Our devotional reading will be coming from Ephesians 5:15 through 20. And it reads, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Mother, thank you so much for the reading of the word today. You're going to back up. We're going to say, Lord, we thank him so much for that song. I don't know about you, but that welcome into this place, welcome into this broken vessel. We are praising God this morning because he chooses to abide in the presence of his people. And the word tells us that where two or three are gathered, there too he will be in the midst. So he's here today. Know that the guest of honor, he is here, and we are here to worship him and praise him. We praise you, oh God, we for that fervent prayer, Sister Jones. God bless you. How it blessed my soul. And we just praise God. Keep on keeping on. Let him use you. Hallelujah. Mother Kimmons, again, thank you for the reading of our devotional reading today. God bless you. And now we're going to go on into our exaltation of praise and worship. We all can praise him. I know we've been doing it all along, but we're going to just turn it up a notch because he's here. We're going to worship the Lord, and then we're going to go on, and we're going to have our spoken word. We're going to invite Elder Farmer to come on right behind the exhortation of praise and worship and our songs of praise so that the Spirit of God can just flow and just have his way in the Word of God today. We're going to invite Sister Kamisha Black on to give us our exhortation. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Before I go into our exhortation of worship, Pastor has asked me to share church family a health fair that will be taking place November 6, 2021 at the Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church. The host pastor is Pastor Kenneth Rainford. This health fair will start at 10 a.m. and it will conclude at 2 p.m. For more information, contact my man because I make it. So I do apologize for that. But it will take place November 6, 2021 at Morningstar Baptist Church at 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for praise and worship this morning. Let us come before God with his presence, because his presence is in our environment. Amen. His presence are felt this morning. Our worship experience has already been high. Just take it higher as other many worship. Oh, Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. It's the high praise, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. I thank you for your presence this morning, God. Thank you for your presence in our worship experience this morning, oh, God. For your presence have been felt this morning, oh, God. And we ask you to continue to be with us this morning, oh, God. Clean our hearts, oh, God. Forgive us our sins, oh God, as we prepare to praise and worship you, oh God, and we want to be clean, oh God. We want our minds to be clean, oh God. Our hearts to be clean, oh God, to clean us, oh God. Make us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, with our whole hands and worship you, oh God. Allow us to open up our mouths and sing praises unto your name, oh God. Allow us to open up our mouths and bless you, oh God, because the praises of the Lord is on our hearts and on our minds, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We glorify you, God. Bless your holy name, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. We clap our hands, oh God. Give you glory, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. We open up our mouths, oh God, today. Hallelujah, Jesus. We open up our mouths. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We bless your holy name, oh God. We magnify are you, oh God? God is our eyes on you, oh God. Our minds are blind, you, oh God. Our hearts are sinking after you, oh God, as we are praying, oh God, praying to with you, oh God. Let's forget what else is going on, oh God. Focus our minds to pray and worship you now, oh God. So we have our hands in you, oh God, in expectation of what you have for us, oh God. We find, oh God, for the blessings that this week, oh God. Thank you for bringing through another month, oh God, another 30 months, oh God, in 2021. Oh God, you are you, oh God. We, oh God, because you didn't have to do it, oh God, but you did, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We magnify you, God. We lift you up, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. The glory and honor of thank you, God. We can praise you enough, oh God. We can worship you enough, oh God. If we had 10,000 tons, oh God, it wouldn't be enough to glorify you, oh God. It wouldn't be enough to exalt you, oh God. It wouldn't be enough to glorify you, oh God. But because you have given us the activity of our limbs, oh God, you have given us the voice box, oh God. You have given us our hands to clap, oh God. We will clap our hands, oh God. We will open up mouth and bless you, oh God. We will move our feet and just for you, oh God. Oh God, we love you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We owe you another praise, oh God. We owe you another praise all day long, oh God. Allow us to give you glory all day long, oh God. Allow us to magnify you all day long, oh God. Allow us to glorify you all day long, oh God. Oh God, and we will worship you, oh God. We will testify, oh God. We will bless you, oh God. We will praise you and worship you, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We worship you, we worship you, oh God. From the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, we worship you, we worship you, oh God. Going down for the same. We worship you.
We worship you.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Oh.
We honor you,
oh God.
church. Get that camera on them.
Look back on your life when you down. God picked you up when you were sad. Didn't God make you glad when you didn't have no money, money to pay your bills? Didn't he step in on time? Won't he step in on time? That's why I love the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continue to be on my lips. Amen, hallelujah. It is an honor to be able to teach God's word this morning. Give an honor to the angel of the house, Pastor Kimberly Black, and also an honor to the elder, Elder Meanweather, as well as Sister Kamisha, and also Sister Tanya and Mother Kimmy for bringing our Our title and lesson this morning will be called Praise God with Music, and it will be coming from the book of Psalm, chapter 149 and also chapter 150. And our aim for change, by the end of this lesson, we will compare the reason for and the expressions of praising God in two psalms. Gain spiritual inspiration by various types of praise, music, and hymns, and praise God using the Psalms. I want to go to this in focus real quick before we go to the throne of grace to point something out, because it tickled me when I was really dissecting and going over this, and I could hear one of the old school song singers, and she was taking it to her mom. She said, "I know you ain't gonna sing this song, but in this in focus, it just made me think about that." And it says, "Now go in there and play one of those pieces by Copland, Beethoven, or Mozart," Mr. Turner told his daughter. "You're a gifted pianist, Lisa. When Dr. Bradley hears you, I know you'll get a scholarship. Dad, you're making me nervous." Lisa replied, "I'm not sure what I'll play. I'll see what feels right once I've met him." Lisa entered the college's recital room. Mr. Turner's daughter loved the piano and could play any musical genre, classical, R&B, folk, jazz. Her joy, however, was playing Negro spirituals. She said it made her feel good in her soul. But today, Mr. Turner was focused on one thing: Lisa playing so well she get a scholarship. Mr. Turner was anxious to know how the audition was going. Suddenly, he heard music coming from the recital room. "What? A Negro spiritual," he thought. Several minutes later, Lisa appeared and her father was up in her face. "What were you thinking?" he said. "Why did you play that? Classical pieces win scholarships." "Dad," Lisa explained, "Dr. Bradley said I could play whatever I felt like playing, so I did. When I finished, he said it was refreshing and inspiring, said it made him feel good in his soul, said I got a scholarship." "Praise the Lord," Mr. Turner sang out. "God has given us a variety of musical styles to express joy and praise to him. Name some musical styles, singers, and songs of praise that have enriched your time of worship." Keep in mind this particular verse from Psalm 150, verse 6. "Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord." Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for allowing us to rise to witness your glory, oh, Heavenly Father. Allowing us to rise and to witness your mercy, oh, Heavenly Father, that is renewed day by day, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask you right now that you humble me, oh, Heavenly Father. I ask, oh, Heavenly Father, that you bless me with the mind of Christ, oh, Heavenly Father, and that you pour into me, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, open up the eyes of my heart so that I may see you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I will be teaching from the New Living Translation, starting with the first verse of Psalm 149. "Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. Oh, it is a real rejoice in your maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your king. And praise his name with dancing accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their bed." Psalm 150, verse 1. "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise him unequal greatness. Praise him with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine, dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord." Praise the Lord. I have just read to you Psalm 149, verse 1 through 6, and also Psalm 150, 1 through verse 6. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. And so now we go into the people, places, and times, the musical instruments. Just as today's praise ensembles are comprised of many different kinds of instruments, the musicians of David's day had a variety of instruments to call on to in worship service. Many are mentioned in today's psalm, Psalm 149, verse 3, and Psalm 150, verse 3 to 5. The trumpet in the Hebrew shofar was a ram's horn rather than the modern brass instrument. The psaltery in the Hebrew nebel was similar in shape to a lyre and was probably plucked rather than strummed. The harp, Hebrew kinnor, was named because of its twanging sound. The timbrel, Hebrew toph, was closely akin to the modern tambourine, the cymbals. Hebrew testala were probably double cymbals similar to the modern instrument. The Hebrew root means to clatter. Other instruments mentioned here are more obscure. String instrument, Hebrew main, is from a root meaning parted, as when dividing slender strings or when pressed a string to only play part of it. The word translated organ, uga, is from a root related to blowing and likely refers to a wind instrument like a pipe or flute. It is one of the oldest instruments of the Bible in Genesis chapter 4, verse 21. Background. The book of Psalms can be grouped into five sections, which have their own overarching themes. Creation, the nation of Israel, God's holiness, the sovereignty of God's kingship over all nations, and thanksgiving and praise. The Psalms in today's lessons are from the fifth section. They are a subcategory called the Hallelujah Psalms because these Psalms 146 through 150 begin and end with the Hebrew word Hallelujah, meaning praise the Lord. Songs of joyful praise are fitting conclusion to Psalms. The Psalms are noted for expression of the full range of human emotions, including deep feelings of praise. At glance, we would see in depth a call to praise, Psalm 49, verse 1 through 3. The call to praise is an invitation to creatively boast, showcase, commend, rave, and celebrate the Creator, who also is the one who gives victory to his people. This celebration is to be embodied through singing, dancing, the use of musical instruments, and the creative art of composing new musical masterpieces. Praise to God lifts up his triumph, ability to deliver, restore, and defend his people from their adversaries. For such feasts, not any song will do, but a new song will need to be created. In what ways should we treat God as a king? And being that this is a question being posed in our Sunday's lesson, but it's, I'm going to ask it again. It says, in what ways should we, as God's people, treat God who created us in our king? How should he be treated? And so, to give an illustration, and we look at the Old Testament times and King David, because we're talking about instruments and King David here. And remember that King David, before he became king, you know, he was an arm bearer, but he was also a musician. And it was through, you know what I mean, that gift that God brought him into fruition to be able to train up the whole army. And not just the physical aspect, but also the spiritual aspect. And one of those aspects had to do with music. Music was a way to communicate not only to others, but this is that personal time when we can communicate in the spirit with God. Because God is the one who gives us that gift, who gives us that melody and that harmony to where we can hear the angels sing. And it's what direction we choose to go with it. But that's the type of praise and worship that God is looking for, something that he can sit up on his throne and tap his feet to. Because he's not going to accept just any type of sacrifice or aroma, but it has to be one that's given from a faithful heart, one that's done in spirit and in truth. And this is the type of music that God is looking for, because there's a mandate on here where it says, praise God with music. That means that it just can't be any type of music, no matter what style, no matter what type of gift, but it has to be something that is pleasing to God, and you can only please God by faith. God delights in praise. The fact that God is both creator and victor could be reason enough to honor and praise him. Yet the writer gives a, those who humbly come to God will find him a faithful protector and defender. While God's protection does not exempt anyone from the realities of life in a fallen world, it provides an assurance that God is good and that his peace and presence are eternally with those who trust him. That's Psalm 23, verses 4 through 6. The history of those who have walked with God is a history of those who have fought and even died for Christ. Now, I'm going to say that again. The history of those who have walked with God is a history of those who have fought and even died for Christ. And amen goes right there. A just God will those who remain faithful, even when they suffer hardship and cannot understand his ways. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. Faith will be rewarded. And that is something to think about. I'm going to say that again. Faith will be rewarded. And that is something to think about. What does the phrase, the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, mean to us? That means that, like a parent, God the Father delights in those who he created. And he's loved us so much and takes so much pleasure in us that he's given us the gift, the mighty gift of his Son. And through his Son, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, he's given us even more gifts. God takes pleasure in his people because of the way his people praise him. When prayers go up, blessings come down. And Pastor said when there's praying in the pool, there's going to be some preaching in the pulpit. This is a communal relationship, and not just through prayer, but we can also praise God through music. That's that praise and worship. God is calling on us to never mind what's in your head, never mind what your abilities is. I want to know what's in your heart. I want to know what's in your spirit, and I want you to praise me through that spirit. That's the pleasure that God takes in his people, those who call out to him in faith. When David said, I cry out, he wasn't just talking about crying out just in tears. And he wasn't just crying out in prayer, but he was crying out in praise because he knew the one who could protect him and guide him and the one who would look after him and his people when even David himself couldn't. The focus of praise, Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6, the psalm that concludes the Israelite psalm book, concisely sums up the dominant message of the Hallelujah song. God is to be praised. God is to be praised in our homes, first house of worship, our sanctuaries, where we gather in community, and throughout the vast expanse of God's creation. Basically, everywhere we go, God is to be praised for his works that he does, and for his excellent greatness for who he is. God is to be praised with songs, instruments, and dance. Our creative skills, our bodies, and our musical tools are to be used to praise God. God is to be praised by everyone who breathes. Each breath we take is a part of a thankful rhythm of praise. From Psalm 150, name two reasons for praising God. And I can name two of them. This was Psalms 150, verse 1 alone, because it says to praise the Lord. We praise God in his sanctuary. We thank him for looking over us. We praise him for the things that we can't see. We praise him for being that canopy that goes before us. And we have to recognize and understand that when he stops, we stop. When he say go, we go. When he say sing, we sing. When he say be quiet, we be quiet. But we give it him his praise. We also give him praise because of his mighty works. That's found in verse 2 of Psalm 150. His mighty works we praise every day, the breath of life when we wake up. That's a mighty work of God because we can't do it ourselves. We praise God for the ability to be able to move each limb. That is a work of God because without him, we wouldn't know how to do it. We praise God for the ability to be able to see because some can't see. But for those who walk in the Spirit, God has given us gifts that his gifts far succeed any natural gift that we can ever imagine. Those are just two reasons alone to praise. And there's many more that we could praise. And this should be a long list of things because this is a long list, a grocery list that we got to go through when we be going shopping. So this is a whole list of things that we could be praising God about. Amen. And going to this liberating lesson, I have almost finished and then I will turn the call back over to Elder Meanyweather for our benediction. In our liberating lesson, gospel music, which gave birth to the blues, jazz, soul, styles of music, has in recent years been influenced by the genres at the birth. For some church members, these new sounds are not gospel or what they would call church music. Others feel it is necessary to broaden their church's musical repertoire to appeal to younger audiences. What do you find in today's lesson that will cause you to take a stance on either side of that issue? What makes a musical style fitting for church worship? And I can only speak about Greatest St. Stephen's. That I love our pastor because our pastor got soul, but our pastor is going to keep in line with the Spirit. But we praise and worship God not to feel good, man, not so it can sound good and not just to look good. But we pour ourselves on the line because also through the gift of music that God has given us, we can go out and reach the world and preach the gospel. God has given us multiple gifts to go out and reach others in order for them to be saved. But that's the gift also that God has given us of leadership to make sure that the church is moving in one accord of the Spirit and not getting caught up in the religions or pop culture, but actually following the Spirit, because it's the Spirit that's going to lead in order for that church to have an effective ministry. That's one of my observations when it comes to worship. Are we worshiping God and praising him? Are we having an effective ministry? Are we doing this for Jesus? Are we glorifying his name? Are we really praising him or are we bringing shame to him? Our application for activation. Praise the Lord is not an admonition we follow out of duty. But from deep, to praise the Lord is an invitation to share our delight in him and to tell of his goodness. When we enjoy something, whether it is a cup of coffee or sports game or time with a friend, we will verbally and creatively express our pleasure in the thing or person we enjoy. Take a moment to list some things you enjoy about God. Use the items on your list to write a song, poem, or prayer. Share your creation with others. It has been an honor and it has been a blessing. Elder Manyweather, I now yield this call to you for the benediction.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise God for you today, Elder Farmer. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but there was so much meat in this word today, so much takeaway from praising God with music. Amen. We know that there are talents and gifts among us, but if you have the ability to praise God in music, we ought to do that. And I just want to say this, praise and worship, Elder just said to us, praise and worship of God is not because we sound, not to sound good, not to feel good, not even to look good, but it is to give God his due. Hallelujah. And if we are giving God his due, we have done what Christ has commissioned us to do, and that's to praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise your name, O God. God bless each and every one of you as we prepare to close now. It is our prayer that something was said in this lesson. We encourage you to go back and revisit Psalms 149 and 150 and let the Spirit lead you in continuous worship of the Lord our God, because he is worthy to be praised. And if all hearts are clear, praise the Lord. Now the God of peace himself give you peace always by all means. And we invite you back tonight at 8 o'clock to join with us as we continue in our prayer and our praise before the Lord. May God bless you and may God keep you. And remember this, my brothers and sisters, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise,
it's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's
to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.